fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'll Silver. Hooray!
Bess Barstow had been born and raised in the rough, wild country of the far west. John Barstow owned one of the largest ranches in the territory, and he had brought up his only child, Bess, as he would have brought up a son. She could outride and outshoot any man on the spread, and fear was something she knew little about. Bess Barstow was tall and mannish in manner and speech, though a few years of schooling in the east had given a certain polish which she assumed only on occasion. It was late afternoon when Bess and Terry Blake, the ranch foreman, were returning to the big Barstow ranch house after a trip to town. As they turned off the trail and rode along the road leading to the ranch house, Bess and Terry were startled by the sound of distant shooting.
Terry, did you hear that?
Yeah. That shooting come from toward the ranch house, Miss Bess.
Something's happening there. Get your guns handy and let's get going.
Right.
Get up.
Get a boy. Come on. I don't see anybody around the ranch house.
Look, I see three horsemen riding the back trail away from the house.
Yeah, I see them now, but they're too far away and riding too hard to make out who they are.
They were up to something, you can bet on that.
Oh, boy, steady.
Come on, Terry.
Right with you. Holy smoke. There's your dad lying on the floor.
Well, he's hurt, Terry. What? He's been shot. Dad, what's happened? Dad, it's Bess. Speak to me.
Bess, they robbed the safe. Took the cattle money. I came in, caught them. They shot me down.
Get some water quick, Terry.
Sure, right away.
We'll get you into bed, Dad. Fix your wound. Terry can ride for the doctor in town.
No. No use, Bess. Got it bad. They took me by surprise.
Easy, Dad. You'll be all right.
Here's the water, Miss Bess.
Thanks, Terry. And help me raise Dad up.
Sure.
Now, take a drink, Dad.
I'm done for, Bess.
Who were they? What did they look like, Dad?
There were three of them. One tall, red-headed. Another heavy, short, scar on wrist. The leader... masked. He...
Go on, Dad. What about the leader?
Bess, honey, get the Lone Ranger.
Dad. Dad. Terry, get a doctor, hurry.
Miss Bess, I hate to tell you, but the doctor can't do him any good now.
Terry, you mean Dad?
Yes, Miss Bess. He's gone. I'm sure sorry, ma'am.
Dad. Oh, Dad.
Now, don't, Miss Bess. Don't be feeling so bad. Don't. I better leave and see if I can pick...
Wait, Terry. I gave way for a minute, but I'll be all right now. When the hands come in from the range, you tell them what's happened.
Yes, ma'am.
The range will go on as usual. But there's one thing I need your help with, Terry.
What's that, Miss Bess?
You heard what Dad said when he tried to tell about the leader. He said he was masked. Dad said to get the Lone Ranger, whoever that is.
Well, I can tell you that, ma'am. He's an hombre who wears a black mask, a white Stetson, rides a big white stallion. I saw him once. But I never thought he went in for this sort of thing.
You heard what poor Dad said when I asked him who shot him. He said the leader wore a mask. And then he said to get the Lone Ranger.
And you think he meant the leader was the Lone Ranger?
Yes, of course. Don't you?
Well, come to think of it, I guess that's what he did mean.
Terry, you and I are going to hunt until we find that masked man and see that he pays for what he and his men did to Dad.
He'll be a hard one to find, ma'am.
I have a plan that may cause him to hunt me, so that eventually we'll meet.
What kind of plan?
After we have Dad's funeral. Then I'll tell you about it, Terry. Right now, you'd better go for the coroner, and then tell the men what's happened. Then we'll go on with my plan to get that Lone Ranger.
It was 3 days later when Terry Blake entered the living room of the Barstow Ranch House and called out to Bess, who was in an adjoining room.
Miss Bess? Oh, Miss Bess?
Is there a minute, Terry?
I brought around that prize white Arabian from the North Range for you, like me told me to, ma'am. But I can't see why you want to give up riding your Palomino after all the trouble you
that
went to...
That white horse
what?
Is part of my plan, Terry.
Well, for the love of Moses. For a minute, I
is
thought...
Is this anything like the outfit that hombre the Lone Ranger wears, Terry?
Sure is, Miss Bess. Just about like it. Of course, he's a bit bigger than you are.
In this getup, and with this black mask and the white Arabian, it should start people talking anyway. Don't you think so?
Why, it sure will. But didn't you tell the sheriff about the masked man and the other two hombres?
I told the sheriff Dad said there were three men. But I didn't tell him more than that.
Why not?
Terry, Dad brought me up the same way he would have raised a son if he'd had one. I'm going to do what a son would have done. I'm going to do a personal job of tracking down those killers and turning them over to the law.
Well, I don't doubt that you can do it, Miss Bess, but... Well...
Forget that I'm a woman, Terry. I can ride as well as anybody. I'm a crack shot, and I'm not afraid to face any hombre in this territory.
Sure, I know all that. But how do you...
You'll ride with me. We'll search every cafe within miles around until we find either the red-headed outlaw or the one with the scar on his wrist. Then we'll force him to take us to the Lone Ranger's hideout.
But, why are you dressing like the masked man?
I figure that the news will spread. When he hears someone dressed like he is riding the territory and searching the cafes, he'll be tempted to search me out.
Yeah.
Once we meet, I'll get the best of him somehow. Are you ready to ride with me, Terry?
Sure, you're the boss, ma'am. And you'll need somebody along to make sure he don't get the best of you. It's risky, though. He might shoot before he finds out you're a woman.
I'll take that risk. We'll set out right now, Terry. And we won't return to this spread until we get all three of them. Especially that Lone Ranger. Come on.
During the next few days, Bess Barstow, disguised as the Lone Ranger and accompanied by Terry Blake, visited one cafe after another in the nearby towns.
Come on, Terry.
Hey, what do I do? Put them up, all of you.
A masked owl hoot.
All right, Terry. Line them up and look them over.
Right. All right, you hombres, line up over there with your hands high. Be quick about it.
All right, line up, all of you. We're hunting for a couple of hombres. Get moving.
That's the same masked man who held up the cafe over at Preston.
Don't let him get away with it here.
Gun him down, somebody.
I'll gun that owl hoot right now. Oh, my arm.
Anybody else want to try a shot at me? If you do, you'll get the same. Come on, Terry. Let's get going. They aren't in here either.
Right with you.
And so it was in town after town as Bess continued her relentless search for the men who had shot her father. One evening, in their camp in the hills outside the town of Stockton, the Lone Ranger looked up as Tonto rode into camp from town.
Oh, Scout, oh, fella. Oh, fella. Oh.
You seem to be in a hurry, Tonto.
Me bring news, Kemosabe. Oh,
what is it?
Well, me hear men talk. Them say masked man, wearing white hat and riding white horse, hold up cafes and towns nearby.
Someone posing as me. Is that it?
That right. Him have other man with him. Go into cafes, line everybody up, look them over, then leave.
You mean they don't rob the cafe patrons?
No. Them not take gold. Just look at men in cafe, then leave.
Well, that's strange.
Ah. No one find out reason. Fella who wear mask, plenty quick on draw. Shoot straight, ride plenty good. Maybe them make search for someone.
Yes, it's not doing us any good, Tonto. I think we'll do a little searching on our own. I'd like to meet that imposter and find out what's going on.
Ah.
Seems logical that sooner or later they'll hit the cafe in Stockton. We'll keep a lookout for a while and see if they do appear.
Not good idea.
We'll ride to town right now, Tonto. I'll wait on the outskirts and you can hang around the cafe to watch. Here's Silver. Hey, big fella. They've got to be stopped.
Come on, Silver. Come up, town.
For several nights, the Lone Ranger and Tonto kept watch on the cafe in Stockton. Then one night, as Tonto stood at the end of the bar in the Stockton Cafe, it happened.
Don't move, anybody. Hey, I've got your cover.
It's that masked hombre again.
Yeah, the one who's going to every town cafe.
Better do as he says, man.
Line them up, Terry, then we'll look them over.
Keep your hands up and line up over there.
Ornery-looking bunch. But I still don't see the ones we're hunting.
Say, look at this hombre.
Tall, red-headed, and tough-looking, huh?
Hey, what is this, anyhow? You haven't got no right...
Step out here, you. Keep him covered, Terry.
Sure. Now, look here.
I'll take those guns. Then you'll take us to your leader, if you want to live. Now, start walking. Out the door, red-headed.
Listen, you can't come in here
I am here, and I'm taking you with us. Now, get moving and be quick about it.
The rest of you don't move or you'll get some lead.
Hey, get after them. Don't let them get away with this.
Now, hold on, men.
Don't open that door. You might get plugged.
There they go. Come on, let's swing lead after them.
Get out. Come on, get away.
While the crowd pushed outside after Bess and Terry, Tonto, who had been watching from the rear of the cafe, went out the back door. A few minutes later, he joined the Lone Ranger at the edge of town and told him what had happened.
I heard the commotion. The riders rode out the other end of town.
That right. But there's something else, Kemosabe.
What's that?
Well, masked fella. Him got voice like young brave. He pulled red-headed man out of line. Then me see other fella, short, heavy-set fella, sneak out back door. Him ride back trail.
That's interesting. Here's Silver.
Come, Scout. My trail fellow with mask?
No. I feel we'll solve this more quickly if we follow the man who rode the back trail.
Steady, big fellow. Easy.
Before the night's over, I think we'll come face to face with a man who's posing as a Lone Ranger. Then we'll have a showdown.
Come on, Silver.
Come on, Scout.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. The Lone Ranger and Tonto had no difficulty following the man who had gone out the back door of a cafe. The moon was bright and the trail was clear. As they cut sign on the short, heavy-set man, they noticed that his trail led into a small canyon. When they reached the canyon, the Lone Ranger reined up.
Oh, Silver, hold on. Easy, big fella. Look, Tonto, he's taking a hidden trail up the side of the canyon.
Isn't that right?
It would have been easier to ride the trail from the other side to reach the point he's going to.
Why you think him not go other way?
Only reason I can think of is that the others are riding that trail. This man wanted to get there first for some reason.
And what we do now?
We'll continue to follow him. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Reaching the top of the canyon wall, the stocky horseman reined up before a shack hidden in a clump of trees.
Ho, 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 boy. Easy.
What brings you back so soon, Joe?
That masked man with that strange sounding voice came to the cafe at Stockton. Sid, I'm sure now he's after us.
What makes you sure?
Because he and his partner took Red with him, that's why.
They took Red?
Yeah. Remember we heard they was going from cafe to cafe, looking at people's wrists and taking off their hats? You said yourself they might be looking for me with my scar for Red.
What's happened to Red?
I got the idea they might make him lead him to our hideout here. So I skimmed out and rode the back trail to warn you. Red saw me sneak away.
Good work, Joe. We'll go out and wait for him to come up the main trail. Red will bring him that way if he has to. He'll catch them hombres by surprise. Let's go.
Meantime, Bess and Terry, with the outlaw Red riding between them, followed the main trail toward the hideout.
How much farther do we have to go, Redhead?
Not very far. Look here, what's this all about? I never saw you before in my life. I was being peaceful there in that cafe, not bothering nobody, when you come busting in and force me to come with you.
You'll find out what it's all about when you get us to the place you're leading us to.
When we meet up with that leader of yours, you'll hear all there is to hear, mister. He can't be very smart.
He's smarter than you think. If you're smart, you call this deal off and let me go. I won't be responsible for what happens when you finally meet up with him.
Stop trying to bluff us, Redhead. We can take care of ourselves.
All you better be sure of is that we're going to the place where he's hiding out.
I'm beginning to get suspicious of this hombre. We've been riding for some time now.
That's right, we have.
What do you mean you're suspicious, Terry?
What if he isn't taking us where we told him to?
He'd better be. He knows what's good for him.
I swear there's the way to hide out. Trail turns to the right, just beyond those big boulders ahead there. Shack's just beyond.
Good. Make sure you don't do any signaling. First sound out of you and you'll feel led.
As the three approached the big boulders, they slowed their horses.
Easy.
And
easy.
As they passed the boulders and turned on the trail, Bess and Terry were suddenly startled by a sharp command from behind them.
Keep riding slow and straight ahead.
Oh, God, it's an ambush.
Don't turn around or you'll get bullets in your back.
Come on. You sure must have thought I was a meek fool to give in so easy. I knew I was leading you both into a trap.
There's a shack just ahead. Rein up there and get off your horses. Then we'll go inside for a little talking.
I might have known something like this would happen.
Be quiet, Terry.
All right, Red. While we keep him covered, you take the guns.
Be a pleasure. Got him.
Good. Now you two hombres just walk into that shack to do some explaining.
Come on, Terry.
Yeah. Red, take the guns with you. Keep watch outside. Joe and I'll handle this.
Sure will, Sid.
So you're the masked hombre who's been searching the cafes, huh?
Get your leader here. He's the one I'll talk to.
I'm the leader of this gang.
You? So you're the Lone Ranger, and without the mask.
What's he talking about, Sid? He must be loco.
You got me on that one, Joe. But talking about masks, we'll take yours off right now. Keep him covered, Joe.
Right.
I'll pull off that mask and that white Stetson.
What?
Jumping catfish? He's a woman. Look at all that hair.
Well, now you know.
Well, I'll be...
A woman. Oh, that's sure a hot one, aren't you?
Yeah, it sure is. But why did she
go to... I'm John Barstow's daughter. You killed my father. And someday I'll see all three of you hang.
Oh, go on, Miss Bess. I'm sure sorry things turned out like this.
Forget it, Terry. I played my hand and lost. For the time being.
So you two know about us, huh? Oh, that's bad. Very bad.
What are we going to do with them, Sid?
Well, it's a cinch they know too much to be roaming around loose.
Yeah. What are we going to do with them?
That'll take a little thinking, Joe. But you can bet on it they're going to be mighty sorry they do know so much. And that they come here looking for me.
As the outlaws inside the shack discussed the situation, two figures crouched beneath the back window of the shack, listening and observing.
Toto, that's John Barstow's daughter. She was posing as me.
See? Her think Lone Ranger, one of the outlaws who killed Father.
Yes. Don't know how she got that idea. Right now, she thinks that outlaws sit as the Lone Ranger without his mask. Those two are in a bad spot, Toto.
Maybe we...
All right. What the... Myers, don't move. I got two guns in your backs. Hey, Joe, come here. Joe, come quick.
What's up, Red?
Found these two hombres here at the window. Let's take them inside to see it.
Sure, I'll give you... Hey. Hey, look, one of them's dressed just like that woman was dressed. Mask, watch, Stetson and all.
Yeah. I don't savvy that. Come on, you two, get inside.
Come along, Toto.
Look what we found outside, Sid.
Well, what do you know? A masked hombre with a white hat and everything. Just like she was wearing. Say, I bet
that's
he's...
him, Miss Bess. He's the Lone Ranger.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Keep him covered, boys.
Right.
Then you weren't in with this gang at all.
No, Miss Barstow, I wasn't.
But when my father was dying... He said, get the Lone Ranger. I thought...
I knew your father's a friend.
Then he really meant to get your help to track down these outlaws.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought if I impersonated you, it'd bring you out of hiding.
It's all right. At least it's helped us find these killers.
We've had enough of this yapping. You found us all right, but that just makes four to get rid of instead of two. Take their guns too, Red.
Sure.
As Red moved toward the Lone Ranger and Tonto, he holstered his own guns before reaching to take the Ranger's guns from his gun belt. The Lone Ranger quickly sized up the situation. He and Tonto stood facing Sid and Joe. Red had been behind them. As Red reached toward the masked man's holsters, the Lone Ranger dropped his hands in a lightning-like move, grasped Red's wrist.
Pick up!
Before the other realized what was taking place, he swung Red's body around and in front of him. Then he made a fast draw for one of his guns.
There we are, both of you.
They tricked us. Red, you fool!
No, Sid, don't shoot! You'll hit me!
That's right, they will.
You deserve it, you clumsy cut! Oh, my shoulder!
Hey, can he shoot?
Now, if you want to try some gunplay, Shorty...
No! I give up.
Get their guns, Tonto.
He get them.
The redhead took my guns.
Tonto will give them back to you, Miss Barstow.
He get guns from redhead. You take them.
Thanks.
Now, Red, you get over there with the other two.
Look, Sid's to blame for robbing Barstow. He planned it.
Get over there!
We'll have to get them to the sheriff in Stockton.
You should have let the sheriff and his posse get after these men, Miss Barstow. It's a risky thing for a woman to do.
Oh, shucks, mister. Miss Bess is more like a man. She can ride and shoot.
Quiet, Terry. I was really very much afraid all the time.
Afraid? Oh, that's a hard one. Well, we all know you never...
Will you shut up, Terry?
Yes, ma'am.
It was wonderful of you to do what you've done. After all, I am just a woman.
Hey, a lot of hombres are coming.
Keep these crooks covered. I don't know. I'll leave now. It's probably the sheriff and a posse who followed you from Stockton.
Oh, but wait. Please, I'll...
Go on, Tonto. Adios.
Oh, he's really a man, Miss Bess. Just like I heard he was.
Yes. But with you around, Terry, talking your head off, a girl doesn't have a chance.
You mean you wanted to know him?
What's going on in here?
There they are, Sheriff. The men who robbed and killed my father.
Sid did the shooting.
Shut up, you fool.
Why should I? You were going to plug me a while ago, you double-crossing polecat. You killed Barstow and you know it.
We'll take all three of you in. But we trailed that masked man here, Miss Barstow.
The so-called masked man you trailed here, Sheriff, was really me.
Hey, what?
There's the mask and the white Stetson. I thought a man who dressed like that was the leader of the gang who killed Dad.
Well, I'll be doggone. Then you was the one who went in all them cafes.
That's right. I was looking for the men Dad described. I found one of them tonight.
This is sure a joke on these outlaws.
No, they weren't fooled at the end. They were going to kill Terry and me.
This don't make sense. How did you
manage? We were saved by the masked man. The one that I impersonated. He was a tall, handsome hombre. The kind of a man that any girl could...
I get it now, Miss Barstow. I never thought I'd live to see the day you'd admit any man was worthwhile. But when you talk about one like that, I know just who you mean. Because there's only one like him. And he definitely isn't any ladies' man.
Oh, I see. And you really know whom I was talking about, Sheriff?
Yep. That must have been the Lone Ranger.
I'll still there.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.